Antonio, why were you not around on Monday?
Personal reasons. Obviously, the coach knew where I was at. We talked between me and him.
Can you tell us about your conversation with him?
It's personal, you know, external between the team and me and coach.
How do you feel about the results of that talk?
It don't matter, you know. It's all about just playing football, you know, the distractions we got to stay away from. I'm here to play football, and in that regard, we got to stay focused in the midst of it.
Antonio, after the fourth touchdown, why were you so mad?
Are we losing the game? Are we getting beat by 40? We haven't won a game yet. For me, as a Steeler, that's unacceptable. You know, I'm not on the sideline begging for the ball or making statements like you guys make. I'm pissed off. We losing. We suck.
You had just tied the game. James Conner just tied the game.
Now, you guys make assumptions about my emotion. You guys don't know me at all. You guys just write what you think going to get hits. Between me and you, everyone in locker know what I stand for, know what I'm about. You know, I'm committed to this program, this organization. I'm fully here. I go to work every day. I'm about my business, and I don't take it for granted. You know, my business is winning here. I come here to win. And the win-winner, you damn right, I'm pissed off.
We wanted to ask you about that, but you weren't in the locker room on Sunday. Why did you decide?
Yeah, you guys write stories about everything. I'm pissed off. We lost the games. If you guys want to talk to me, let's talk. I'm right here. I'm not hiding from none of you. I don't hide from no one. I'm from Liberty City.
What about Sunday, though? You weren't available on Sunday. Why
did you leave? I was available. I left early. I'm pissed off. We lost. We didn't win the game. You guys frustrated? I thought you guys were around here supposed to be writing about winning. The culture should be winning. That's all that matters. That's how business is winning. We're not winning, I'm pissed off. I'm passionate about winning. I signed up to win. I work extremely hard, putting 20 hours a day of my life and my body away from my family to win. And when we don't, yeah, I'm pissed off because I take it serious. A lot of time go into this, a lot of hard work and effort, you know. So, yeah, I am pissed off.
What do you think is lacking from getting the wins?
Got to find a way to win. You know, no excuse. We can point the finger at anyone. We got to look within ourselves and see how could we be the difference to make us win.
Are you so pissed off? Is that why you tweeted trading?
No, it was a guy who used to work here, a PR guy who actually picked me up to even attend to even be here, you know, take a personal shot at me. But obviously I don't want to be traded. You know, I'm still grateful to put on my uniform, grateful to be a part of this organization. You know, I don't take that for granted. Obviously it was a stupid remark online. I just got to stay away from online with the distractions and letting people get in me out of my character. But, you know, it's just sad for a guy who worked here numerous years, you know, to say what he think. You know, obviously it's a team game. My success does depend on Roethlisberger, the offensive line, and all the other receivers doing their job. But as a competitor, man, I take this shit serious. You know, it's just not just a game to me and cashing checks. Money don't matter. You know, I look at my assignments and my performance. That mean a lot to me. You know, and I go home, I weigh in on that. My family weigh in on that. So to me, you know, guys who just think they could just disrespect me, you know, it just you know, it's out of order. But
to clarify, when you said it was a stupid remark online, you're talking about yourself.
Yeah.
That you shouldn't have tweeted.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe are you going to try to stay off Twitter now and keep yourself
on? I can't respond to people that's, you know, saying crazy stuff. Obviously, I got to do a more important job to be focused on what's important. And what's important now is for us to win.
Antonio, do you consider yourself? Said you were disciplined for missing the meeting Monday. You think that was justified?
You know, I never could go against, you know, the program or what these guys think is right for me. Obviously, I'm a player. I'm not out of focus.
Antonio, do you consider yourself a leader on this football team and a leader by example?
Absolutely. I think I lead by example. I come to work every day. You guys can make a statement that I'm a diva, but you ask these guys, I put my heart on the line every day. Regardless of how I'm feeling, I'm out there. I'm giving 100% effort. That's what I'm about.
Well, based on that, do you have to watch what you do in light of losing, whether you get upset on the sidelines?
Obviously, I'm in the spotlight, so you guys don't always, you know, put me under the microscope. But I'm a compassionate individual. I can't fake the way I feel. You know, I can't hide the way I feel. If it wasn't important to me, then I would just say it don't matter. But I'm not that type of guy who just around here cashing checks and don't care. You know, it just means something to me. And not only means something to me, it means something to my family. And when football is not fun and I can't dedicate it and take it serious, I shouldn't be here.
Do you expect to be on the field from the first snap on Monday night?
Why wouldn't I be? You guys don't want me to see, y'all don't want to see me in my jersey?
You said you're pissed off. How do you plan to take that out on the Bucs?
We got to find a way to win. Monday night is another opportunity to erase the doubt and erase the misfortune, the thoughts about us as a team.
Officer Antonio, were you so mad about the way things were going on Sunday, that's what kept you away Monday, or no?
I just tell you I had a personal issue. You want me to tell you that, then that's another story for you to say, well, what's wrong with me, right?
Did you let Mike know Monday, or did your...
Yeah, agent? I let him know. You just can't not show up. Like, what you guys think? You just don't show up. I mean, we have a job. You know, my job is to let everyone know what's going on with me while I'm not here.
By Mike Tomlin.
I tell you guys it was a personal external. You guys asked the coach.
Your teammates said you didn't owe them an apology. Did you apologize anyway?
Apologize for what? I got a personal issue. You guys have personal issues at home. Stuff happened.
Yeah.
You guys apologize for it or what? That's life. I got to apologize for the way I react. I got to apologize for everything. I'm a man. I don't make excuses. If I did something, I take solely responsibility for my actions. I'm accountable for my actions, and I take full responsibility.
Do you feel that you're misunderstood in the way the media portrays you?
It don't matter, man. My business is winning. I can't get caught up in the media side of you things. Obviously, I'm a good bait for you guys. So. You guys keep putting that bait out there.
You feel like you've been a distraction?
With so much joy. Are you still happy? Do you still have fun on the football field?
Absolutely, it's fun. You know, I don't take this game for granted. It's a blessing to play it. You know, obviously, I'm grateful to play for this organization. You know, I don't take it for granted. But losing is not fun. When you lose, it's not fun. You know, you got people say everything about you. You got the hate. You got the write-ups. You got the bad looks. You know, I'm a guy who takes this serious. So when I go home, I evaluate my performance. I evaluate what I'm doing. And, you know, you got to make this game fun.
This week, a lot of people have been talking about your stats and how much you care about your stats. Yeah. How much do you really actually care about your stats?
Well, your stats, you know, stats depend on the team. You know, I can't throw it and catch it myself. You know, it's a team game. I got to depend on Ben. I got to depend on the O-line. I got to depend on the running back. I got to depend on the other guys to do their job so I can make stats. But our business is winning. You know, we don't win. Nobody cares about your stats. You know what I mean? So I'm here trying to win. When you see me talking on the sideline to Randy Finley, you ask him what I'm saying. I'm ready to win. But to you guys, it's always spun as, oh, yeah, he's selfish because maybe I do got big stats. But that's what it is. You know, it's all about winning. If I'm not coming here to win, if guys don't want to win here, just send me home.
So what did you say to him?
Ask him. You ask him what I say. Let's win. We're not trying to win. Let's win.
Antonio, one of those stats, though, I mean, you do have 33 targets, which is the second most in football. So should you have more targets, or are you more upset about the lack of connections coming?
Yeah, I'm not upset about anything. I'm upset about we're not winning. We're getting an ass kick. I can't throw the ball to myself. I don't count stats. Now, you guys do that. You know what I'm saying? That's not my job. My job is to help the team win. My stats are to take care of themselves. You know, we got a long way to play. We only play two games. So,
do you miss Todd Haley and his offense?
Yes, you want me to give you another story so you can headline?
Well, you hugged him crazy. 1 week and yelled at Randy the next week.
I never yelled at Randy. We just talked. I got a great relationship with Randy. Randy, the reason I'm here, he recruited me. So if you see me in his face talking, that's just because we have that type of respect for each other where I can talk to him like that. You know, we know each other on that type of level. It's not no disrespect. You ask Randy what I'm saying. I'm saying winning. But obviously I'm misunderstood. You guys wouldn't have a clue.
Guys, two more questions. Two more.
It's like you've been a distraction this year.
Obviously, it's a distraction when you're writing guys on Twitter and my teammates got an answer about it. And, you know, you guys making headlines, I want to be traded, man. I'm nothing but grateful for this organization that took a chance on me and gave me an opportunity to live out my dream. So anytime it's looked upon my teammates as I'm a guy who don't appreciate them or I'm a guy who's not trying to win or I'm this guy in the media you guys make out to be, then it is a distraction. Because, you know, our business is winning. I'm playing football, and that's what I'm here to do.
Final one.
Antonio, do you have any physical limitations at this point? Anything lingering, anything bothering you outside of the ordinary stuff?
What do you want me to say? You don't care about my problems, man. You're probably glad I'm glad. So what do you want me to tell you? No one cares about my problems. They just care about the winning.